From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As you've undoubtedly heard, the U.S. and China reached a partial agreement Friday that would broker a truce in the trade war and lay groundwork for a broader deal that Presidents Trump and Xi could sign later this year. As part of the agreement, according to AgWeb.com, China would agree to some agricultural concessions and the U.S. would provide some tariff relief. The pact is tentative and subject to change. CC Pokphand Company, China's fifth largest swine producer, imported 906 breeding pigs from Denmark last week, the first import of live pigs in a year. As reported by Reuters, the breeding stock arrived on a charter flight in August, and the pigs spent over a month in quarantine. This marks the first import of live breeding stock since African swine fever began decimating China's hog herd in August of last year. CP plans to raise 10 million pigs a year by 2021, up from 4 million currently. The U.S. Apple Association has launched its 2019-2020 Apples for Ed initiative. The initiative is a grant program designed to support healthy snacking in public schools across America. The Apple Association plans to fund five $4,000 healthy snacking initiatives in 2020. Applications for the program are at apples4ed.com. Public schools with students K through 12 may apply. Applications are due by January 18th, and winners are scheduled to be announced in March and April. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.